Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When I saw you walking out with a bag of trash on your, what was your first day, technically.
Yeah.
I said, who is that young go-getter?
You see, and that's different than what I thought. I thought, what is she stealing? Because I assumed it was a plastic bag full of office supplies and she was outie.
Yes, but it's the Apple TV from the second floor.
We saw a tremendous amount of wildlife and ate a lot of wildlife also.
Oh, wow. Really?
Anything exotic?
Yeah, some exotic bird life.
Anything specific?
I can't pronounce the name of, but it's a. It's kind of similar to what we would have as a pheasant over in the state.
Oh, nice.
So a smaller
does it,
bird.
Does it taste like duck?
Tastes like chicken. Oh.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, baby.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Hello, America.
You look a little Monday-ish.
No, I do this bit, and welcome everybody. Mr. Mike O'Mara is on vacation this week.
He'll be here any minute.
Rob Spiewak, myself, Oscar Santana. We've got Matt Ponyboy Bloom on the ones and twos, and Madeline Masiello. In
Cheese Corner
in
on the eights.
Yes. So she'll bring you your traffic and news and on the eights. So I was having a fantastic morning. Like, I'm talking about 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10.
Did you just make up the fact that we're now a morning show and we're doing traffic? I love it. I mean, it's great.
Well, if you suck with it, not highlight it, it'd be fun. Please. That's the whole bit. So I'm having a great morning, right?
Right.
Everything's fine.
Sure.
Dog, has this cartoon-sized bone that was gifted to him this past weekend. I was at a Big Owen Dukes event.
Actual bone or like a rawhide deal?
I would say like it was a fruity... It was a rawhide.
Yeah.
Mm. A rawhide. So something you find out of the Flintstone store if there's still one. But it's great, and it's fun to watch a dog consume these bones. If anybody's ever seen these, it's even better when the dog is not as proportioned in size to the bone.
Yeah,
by that I mean the bone is bigger than the dog itself.
I love when they try to carry it and their head sort of tilts.
Yeah,
if they pick it up off angle.
He couldn't even pick it up. It was just funny to watch.
Does he ever chew till he bleeds in his teeth?
No.
Linus will do that. Linus will occasionally do that. He goes crazy for those things.
Those are usually dogs that miss chromosomes.
Well, as I said, he's very
full price,
very strong,
and he seems to be okay. He knows when to stop. Now, let me clarify here. I love my dog, right?
Sure.
He's a part of the family. He comes to work.
Santos.
He's getting a W-9 from Podcast Village.
That's
at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's all over social media. Thank you to AJ Andrea Lopez for taking care of all the social media, as she's made him a star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this guy gets this bone. I was at a good friend and friend of the show and friend of mine for life, my hetero life mate, Chad Dukes.
Yes.
He has he owns and operates Commonwealth Dry Goods right there in Old Town Fairfax. We had a signing and my wife, Santos, and I went there. He's rewarded with this wonderful huge bone.
Okay.
And we bring it home, and it was a fantastic weekend. Thank you to them for having us out. I bring this bone up because we have been piecemealing this bone out to Santos for 2 days, two and a half days.
So you take it away from him at times?
Yes.
How does he react when you take it away?
He's fine because he knows playtime is over and we usually don't give him these huge treats.
Right.
And we put the bone in the fridge because, as you know, and we've chronicled on this program many a times, there's a rodent problem in D.C. and somehow it's infiltrated our house. And we don't want crumbs and bits and pieces waiting for, we don't want like the after meal for any other mammals.
And of course you have a huge spacious refrigerator.
No, yeah. So you got this big bone in the fridge. It's funny. Waka, waka, waka. Move
right
on. For the last 2 days, I haven't noticed, but he's had different types of, I guess, IBS.
Okay.
IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah. Disease. I don't know what you call it. Now, last night, it comes to a head. And this is all coming from the bone because after, in the evenings when he gets the bone, then it's like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 4 a.m., I need to go outside.
It's very rich.
Which I respect, but he is playing crab soccer in the backyard, trying to get all this out in the middle of the night.
What is his move? And I just have to ask, when he gets you up in the middle of the night with fecal urgency,
yes.
What is his move? Does he whine? Does he bark? Does he nudge? What does he do?
He does what we like to call a shimmy, which is a big shake. So he makes as much noise as he can.
I see.
On top of the bed or on the actual hardwood. So you hear it.
Okay. Because he has a collar on.
Yeah, he has a collar.
Right, you hear the, so then we
gotta
tags.
Go. My wife is great. Usually takes care of all of this, but after 1 a.m., she's out like a light on whatever narcotics she's taking.
Yes.
And
narcotics.
I am up. There's no way she sleeps like that on a regular basis. She's hiding something. I don't know what it is. I wish I had some. Whatever you have, Shannon, share it with me.
Percentage chance that maybe she woke, but she's faking it so she doesn't have to get up.
I've laid dead, like the dead fish.
Oh,
I've laid there.
When Julia wasn't sleeping through the night, I slept so soundly.
But I'm not hiding from my wife. I'm hiding from the dog. Like, right. I don't want him to come see me and be like, oh, you're going to take me out? I don't want that to happen, right? So, please.
Right.
Welcome a handful of our new interns are running through here. We'll meet them in just a bit.
It's like, you know, it's like we left a bone out.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got people crawling around for crumbs and whatnot.
So, what happened? What do you care? Why do we care, Oscar? I totally understand. This is the longest story in the world. I have had little sleep.
Right.
No big deal. S happens. I'm an adult. As I'm leaving, because we're bringing the dog and we're all commuting together to work.
Right.
One car family. Yay! Woo! Woo! Don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. It's dumb. You save money. Yes. You have one car in the city. Makes sense. But there is a lot to be said about just getting your own car and driving even to the same location in a separate car. Because when you drive together, people, and listen to T.O. Scott here, when you drive together, you share responsibilities. My responsibilities in the past were to jump in the car and speed up Wisconsin Avenue as fast as possible and text while I drive and say, guys, I'll be right there.
Right.
Right? So.
My text I love is the one I'm getting my coffee, but I know for a fact you haven't left your house yet. That's a good text.
No, I never actually do that. I'm getting my coffee means I'm about to be dropped off to get my coffee.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we just need to pull back a little bit.
Because I'm riding.
Understood.
Because I'm riding. No,
you're allowing for the time for the text to travel through space.
Yeah, because in fairness to me, you usually don't answer your text a little bit after the fact.
Well, you know, by the time we know you're going to get here at about 8:59:30, so why bother to answer?
Time is precious.
It's very precious. You can't put a price on it.
Or look at your phone. So now think about this, people. I now have a shared responsibility to get in the car.
Right.
And I don't know how you people with kids do this. Like, who knows how this is even possible? God forbid I had a kid. God forbid there was like a car seat and someone needed to be strapped in.
Right.
God forbid.
Do people ever do car seats in Ubers?
I bet you they do.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah,
have to.
I think you can slide across. You can get a wheelchair in an Uber. Like I've gotten.
That's good news for me.
Quick sidebar: I've gotten one of those quick conversion Ubers.
What's that?
Like you would get pulled up with a car.
Oh, like that it can raise and lower,
and like a transformer.
Right.
I actually like it because on demand they come get you. That thing comes down anyways.
Right.
Like that is the best feeling ever. You have so much room. To like spread out.
I can only relate. Really, it's like going to the handicap stall in a bathroom.
Oh, I've definitely been. It's like you. Yes, yes.
You have all the room in the world.
Yes.
I remember the handicap stall at the old WJFK with the bar. You could actually hang the newspaper over it. And if you followed Mike O'Mara, it was like going to a lending library.
Back to the car.
Right.
So you share a car, you share responsibility. If we had kids, we'd probably have to strap them in and their big jackets and take 30 minutes to get ready. No.
Snowsuits.
All I have is a dog.
Right.
And most of the time, my wife, I asked her to leave early to get in the car. I'm like, look, do you mind leaving early? Take some time for you to get him situated with a seatbelt. Dogs wear seatbelts these days. The whole thing. Yes. So.
Well, I hate to derail the story, but I have to ask this because I am not a part of the Uber generation, and yet you are. I have used Uber.
Mind you, I'm not getting an Uber right now. My wife is driving.
Oh, you're using
the
car, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever Ubered with a dog?
Yes.
And how is that received?
He's hypoallergenic.
Yes, but I imagine that the average Uber driver, that's not the first thing he sees and says, oh, that's a golden doodle, hop in.
If I'm being honest, it's 50-50.
Okay.
Half the people are like, don't let him touch the seats. And then
your father's driving Uber now.
Then you're bear hugging your dog.
Right.
And then the other half is like, ooh, hyperallergenic? They know.
Okay, well, that's good.
So you move on. Now, if you give us attitude, you get 1 star. If you don't, you give us 5 stars and a tip. That's what we give you.
Beautiful.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
That a pro tip for you Uber drivers out there. Don't give S to anybody with a dog, especially someone that looks clean and looks like they already feel inconvenience bringing their dog with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, back to our morning.
Right.
So, we don't have kids. We don't have to bundle somebody up and tuck them into the car seat. And I've seen the car seat fiasco growing up with my brother and brother-in-law and sister, where it's like these kids don't want to get in there.
No, they're horrible.
Right?
Right.
There are no car seats for dogs. There's nothing. We've got a little bed that fits in the seat, and then we've got a little rug underneath it to protect the actual Mercedes leather, right?
Have you seen the dog hammocks for cars?
I've seen those.
Yes. I think Santos might be right at the high end of weight for a dog hammock.
He's too small for a dog hammock.
Too small?
Yes. He would actually turn into a trampoline for him.
Oh, well, that'd be fun for a while.
Before you guys say, Oscar, you don't have to bring your dog to work. I get that.
Oscar, you don't have to bring your dog to work.
I don't have to do that. Nobody needs to do that. But you know what? I do. And people love him.
Well, I think it's actually part of the business mentality here at the Village.
Yes. Dog friendly.
And he's a lovely dog.
He's lovely and he's... And for some reason, I think he's almost mute because he grew up in the studio, so he can barely bark.
He hates Pony.
Oh, he hates Pony.
But who doesn't?
Totally.
Okay. What happens out of all this that ruins my morning?
Yeah, everything's going great so far.
Oh, my God. It sounds like I had the best party ever. I mean, best life, I'm having a party morning.
It's a Monday party.
Yeah, and the dogs, you know, his bowels seem to shut off around 6 a.m., so I finally get some sleep. And how am I supposed to ruin my morning?
Yeah, how are you going
to
do it, man?
And by the way, I texted the team yesterday. I said, looking forward to a great week of shows.
Can't wait.
Right? Can't wait. Now, I didn't get a text back from Pony or Madeline. No big deal.
Well, Madeline, you know how she gets.
You guys are dead to me. Rob texted back, which was sweet.
I love the fact that you said, tomorrow is great day, and then you said, oh, treat day, stupid autocorrect.
It did.
And I thought it was just bad grammar. Tomorrow is great day. I thought your Uber driver was texting me. No, it's fine.
So
what ruined your Monday?
I do this bit.
Yes.
Because I always try to simplify the morning or the steps that come along with my life, right? Yeah.
Simplify your throat. That's right.
That's no sleep, kids.
Hypoallergenic.
No sleep.
Still Brooklyn.
I pick up the dog, and this is embarrassing. And judge me all you will. You should. You should. You should judge me. I'm 40 years old.
This is a judgment zone.
I'm a 40-year-old man who's out of shape.
Right.
Because I don't want his paws to get dirty.
Uh-huh.
Because that means another cleanup when I get to the car.
Yeah.
I crouch down, and I have Santos come to me and give me what any dog would do is jump up on you and give you a hug.
Right.
But that hug turns into what is me picking him up like a little kid.
Right.
And walking him to the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, I've had back problems. I'm made of jelly and peanut butter. Like, it's just, my spine is a pretzel just waiting to break.
You have, I mean, anyone knows you have a history of back, and thank goodness you finally beaten your opioid addiction.
It's just terrible,
that
right?
That got you through the back trouble last year.
So.
He was down to 82 pounds.
Oh. Mm. Man, the best diet ever. So, I haven't had back problems in some time. Like, it was great.
Right.
And I traditionally don't do this bit where I pick up my dog like a child and move into the car.
Right.
So, what I decided to do is this. I pick up the dog. He hugs me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, this is fine. Like,
and it's sweet.
Looks like the core has engaged. Everything is fine. I'm walking him across the street. I'm getting a few oohs and ahs from people walking, driving their cars, being like, oh, is that dog sick? No, he's just being treated like a child in 2019. How weird. And I open the back of the Volvo, and I see all his bed's there. Like, it's just another condo in back there for
him. Right. He's in Fat City.
This is what you have to do. And anybody that's ever lifted weights knows you never change your center of gravity, especially when you're lifting.
This is what I've always told you,
right?
Oscar.
You know this.
Every time.
So What you have to do, and I don't know how parents do this, especially if you had a coupe.
Right.
I always said if I had a kid, what's the big deal putting him in the back of the car?
Mm-hmm.
And people are always like, oh, your center of gravity changes. You got to pull the dog out. You always pull out your back. Didn't believe it. Now I know. I lean in to let the dog, and the dog's not like climbing onto the, grabbing a seatbelt and getting off.
Right.
No, he's dead weight.
Of course.
He's like, we're laying down in the car, Papa?
Sure.
He's holding on to me, right?
Put me where you want me.
We lay, he's laying back and I'm holding him. And imagine, you know that awesome dance move? I think we saw it yesterday during the Grammys, or maybe a Grammys commercial for Google One, when you lean in
yeah.
and your feet are actually in the same position, but you lean into, like, forward.
Yeah.
I lean forward so much.
They used it in that Michael Jackson video, and they used yes. it in The Wizard of Oz a million years ago. Wonderful stuff.
And Captain Neo, if I'm not mistaken. I lean in. And you know what leans out?
What?
My vertebrae.
Oh, Oscar.
So right now, I'm on from 1 to 10 and 11 pain.
Right.
That's why I look so pain. And by the way, I'm going to the hockey game tonight. Not going to miss that. Not going to let this stop me.
Don't let them put you on the ice.
No.
Whatever you do.
No. So please excuse me while I vent. And thank you for letting me. While I vent to those out there that treat their dogs like kids. And for those of you with bad backs with children. I don't know how you do it. I really don't know if I'll ever be able to do this. I now know I'm past my prime. My prime is over.
Let me give you a hold it. This just in.
Yes.
I actually have a production element for this. Hold on. Here we go.
This is terrible.
No, it's great. Where in the world is
Mike O'Mara?
Oh.
Joining us via telephone now is the host of this radio show, and we all know him.
We need a better system for this.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh. Mike?
Hello, guys. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Please hurry back.
Okay. I'm sorry. I can't talk loudly right now. We're very, very close to I'm very close to an African elephant.
Oh.
Wow. An African elephant
in the wild.
Now, would you? I don't want to, infringe on your time off. I don't want to infringe on your time off.
What's his name? Babar.
Carla stayed in the Land Rover.
Oh.
I'm out here with a guide. Listen, what they tell you. Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
I can't. This is as loud as I can talk. What they tell you is that they're not all that dangerous, but if you cross their path,
yes,
then you can get into a little bit of an issue. I have to be very still and not threatening, but I am looking right at a very large elephant right
now. Wow! Don't make. Can you make eye contact with it? Is that prohibited as well? Or
Rob, I don't know if I can make freaking eye contact with it. I'm not talking to
Mike.
Hold on a second. Just a second.
Okay.
What?
Is it sunny where you are?
The rules are... No, it's not, Oscar. It's actually cloudy, overcast. But
okay.
Just running. Hold it. They're running through the bush right now.
Mike?
Oh.
Oh.
Well.
Well, Mike checking in.
Damn.
From his vacation.
Well, he's having a worse morning than I am.
Mike O'Mara.
So if you're trying to figure out where he is, there was an African elephant there. Where in the world is Mike O'Mara? Woo! Glad he checked in.
Wow.
Good cell service wherever he is. Yeah.
Ow.
That's terrific. Well, you know what I was going to say?
I feel much better now. I have not been trampled by an elephant.
Don't let that...
No big deal.
...make you think you shouldn't have kids, because when kids are wee and little, they have car seats that have like a base that mounts in your car, so you can just put them in the car seat, strap them in, and then put it in the base. And then by the time they're, like a year, you can just make them crawl in themselves.
Yeah, but I guess my point to you is this. This shouldn't have happened.
No.
This is just me living that douchey lifestyle that is,
yes,
we don't have a dog, we have one car, because yes, that's what people do these days.
Mm-hmm.
I miss my life where you just don't get the responsibility when it's just yourself.
Right.
You know?
Well, like, you serve two masters.
I don't serve two masters.
You do. The master that wants to, you know, come here and be devil may care in one car and I'm just here and zip and I'm gone. And then there's also the responsible guy.
Wife says, can you take Santos to the car? I should just say no.
Right. I can't. My back hurts.
Like this. Look at this. Look at this. There's nothing here. Right?
Or go the other direction and say, what, and mess up this? This no, thing of beauty?
If you choose to take your dog to work like a child, then you either reap the benefits, or you... And or if you're frail and you're broken, you deal with the consequences.
You are neither frail nor broken.
I am fine. There's no reason why it couldn't even. We shouldn't bring the dog to work at all. One, two. We don't need to drive to work together. We don't. By the way, Uber, I know your game. You've raised your prices.
All right? Have they?
They've raised their prices. I used to be able to take a black car for $12 up the street.
Right.
You know. Now it's $18.
Too much?
No, too much.
Too much.
I'm going X. Even pool. See what happens there. Definitely be late.
I definitely think you should get Santos to pay part of it.
And don't give your dog new treats. They're just going to S up a storm and not let you sleep.
Well, you give him something. You know what? Give him cheese.
No, cheese won't do anything.
Cheese will bind him.
That guy, that poor guy. I've never seen, and you know, people that are pet owners will empathize.
Yes.
Like the quad strength that dog showed me last night. Man, I've never seen anything like this.
Well, is it quad or is it? I think the jaw is really what's impressive because he was going at that.
No,
bone.
No. What he was doing in our backyard.
Yes.
Well, it was a Congo line of one, just up and down the yard on two legs, like a human being trying to get everything out.
But he could definitely find his way back to the
crab
door.
Crab soccer for one. I'm telling you, that poor dog, when he came in, dogs don't sweat. You can't really see that. He was sweating.
It
was rainy. It was even worse. I was like, man, I'd bring an umbrella out to you, but I'm not wearing shoes.
I don't want to make this grosser than it already is, but was there any dragging?
No, he's not
good.
Dragging.
Good, good, good. That's bad.
I mean,
anyway.
He's a clean freak like his paw and everybody else. But,
his paw.
But I don't know how he does it. Like he has worked. I should have said we should keep him home. The man's got no sleep. His colon kept him up all night and me.
Well, he can't stay home all day by himself.
He can.
Well, he'll have to shake and no one will be there to take him out.
There was a funny moment this weekend outside. And thank you for letting me vent.
I love it.
And who the hell knows where Mikey is or if he's alive. We'll find out.
African elephant.
There was a moment where Princess Dukes, Chad Dukes' wife.
Yes.
We were all going to catch some beers after the appearance at right. the store. And I looked over and she was sweet enough to say, well, I'll watch Santos while we all get some beers.
Okay.
And I'm there with my wife and the dog. Yeah, he signed the cans of peanuts, just in case you're wondering. Different story. I was like,
Did you pull your back or your brain?
I pulled my back.
Okay, because I don't understand.
It was a peanut signing.
Oh, okay.
We signed cans of peanuts.
All right, you yes. see that.
Thank you for caring about my life outside of here. That appreciate was a, it.
Well, you care as much as you care about mine.
I know what you did this weekend. You saw an old-timey movie. Okay, so now.
He's just playing the odds.
Am I right?
Well, I watched some old-timey movies, sure.
There you go.
Wait a second. I think we have a phone call. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Are you okay? We were just wondering what had happened.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Just a little out of breath.
Yeah.
We're back under the car's pulled over.
Okay, good.
To the side of the road. We got back to the car.
Oh, you got back to the car.
So it's you and Carla. Did the guide make it back?
Carla was in the car.
Good.
Already.
All right. How about the guide?
He's fine. Everything's cool.
Good.
We just had our way. He suggested that we move and outside of stubbing a toe, I think I'm all right.
Mm.
I don't want to overextend myself here.
Well, great.
Could we speak to the guide?
No, you may not.
Okay, just checking.
Okay. Thank you.
You know he doesn't speak English. Mike.
I'm glad you're okay.
We're in the Mimbezi National Park.
Oh, okay. Where's that?
Yeah. I'd rather not say, Rob. Okay.
All right.
Is it to the north or west of Florida?
It's very, very far, far east of Florida.
All right. Well, you don't want to be specific.
No, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Mike, are you enjoying your vacation? It sounds like it's stressful.
Well, no, that was stressful, but it's been amazing. I've seen things that and then we're leaving today, and we'll I'll call tomorrow.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah. Tomorrow's going to be a little more relaxing.
I hope so.
For those free,
but it was a very busy weekend to say the least. And we saw a tremendous amount of wildlife and ate a lot of wildlife also.
Oh, wow!
Anything exotic?
Yeah. Yeah, some exotic bird life.
Anything specific?
I can't pronounce the name of, but it's a. It's kind of similar to what we would have as a pheasant over in the States.
Oh, nice.
So a smaller bird.
Does it taste like duck?
Tastes like chicken. Oh.
Well, save me some of that.
It's been an endeavor, and then I'll check in tomorrow. I can probably be a little more. I'm just a little flustered. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to get off.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, you're killing it.
Glad you're okay.
But I'm so glad everything's going well. We've got an afternoon flight, and then I'll check in tomorrow. We've got another adventure plan. It's really the 6-7 days of adventure.
Activity.
Every day a different adventure.
Well, it makes you a better man for it.
I'm not as young as I used to be, but this is beautiful. This is something Carl has always wanted to do, and I told her we would do it, and it's amazing. But I'm telling her the rest of today that she didn't get out of the Land Rover. She was afraid.
Yeah.
And I was the big man who can't run.
Yes. Yeah.
If I sound a little out of it, I'm very scared right now. Still, I'm at my heart's beating a mile a minute. It was just amazing. Hold on just a second.
All right.
He said, we're going to get back to base camp.
Well, that's a good idea.
Mike.
Yeah.
Stay safe, man.
Yes.
Stay safe.
And bon voyage. Have a nice trip.
You too. And tell Chad those special items that I got for Commonwealth Dry Goods. I'll be sending those through Express Overnight.
I will.
And remember, unmarked boxes.
By the way, the like password is get teeth.
The teeth?
Oh, no.
He wanted them. Something about a necklace. It'd be one of his high ticket items. Right next to Oscar's soda.
Oh no, it's peanuts. 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 I would love soda. I would love
Oscar's soda.
I would love soda. That would be a cash cow.
Peanuts.
Thank you.
Can't do it all, boys. I'll see you later.
Goodbye. Bye. There he goes.
Peanuts do go with teeth.
Mike O'Mara.
So he's on another leg of his journey tomorrow. Can't wait for him to check back in.
All right.
Always nice. And glad he's safe.
This is a dream sequence of a show.
It is.
Let's get started.
Yeah, I think it's a
Thank
good
you.
Idea.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Barely working out at this age. I've been doing the same workout since 89. I just go to the gym, couple biceps, some chest. I start beating, I get the hell out of the gym. I ain't sweating through clothing. Those days are done. Maybe if I'm feeling good, I'll hit the treadmill. I did that last week. I put it on a 5.0. Now, it's not too high. It's not too slow. It's a valet jog. Let me go get your Mercedes. And a guy comes right next to me on the treadmill next to me, right? Eight treadmills, he's going to pick this one. I start looking at what this guy is up to. I'm giving him a side view. He's stretching out on the treadmill. Now listen, there's a place for this in the gym. There's a stretch out area. Okay, I don't go to the stretch out area and run around people. You don't bring your stretch to the mill. But this guy's sprinting fast. You ever see people on a treadmill? They run fast and hard. Like the whole gym could hear them run. It's like a sock is going to fly off at any minute. Then he pulled this one. He just rested on the side and let the Just do what we are doing. Don't do some weird workout that you saw.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
Live from the beautiful and state-of-the-art Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide radio show and podcast with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on our fantastic PlayaPod app. Download it today. You can write us anytime, anywhere at P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007, or call us anytime just like Mike did. Call us from anywhere. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now.
Do you love discovering new products? Then you need FabFitFun.
Oh, yeah.
FabFitFun allows women everywhere to discover new products, including brands that you know and love. How about champagne body scrub? Or a beautiful floral kimono style robe? Or amazing aromatherapy diffuser? FabFitFun makes a great gift to yourself or to a loved one. Everything you get is full size. No samples of anything. The retail value of the spring box is $350. You can customize your box or be surprised. Either way, you're going to love FabFitFun. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. It's like Christmas four times a year. She loved the hydrating eye mask, the body wash, and the essential oils. So cool! Sign up for FabFitFun today. FabFitFun boxes always sell out. Use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
You know what the easiest thing to do is, there's the buttons right on our website. People might not know that.
Use the buttons, people.
You go to our website, click the buttons, it'll take you right there. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I got to start out with a double dose of congratulations.
Really?
I don't even know if you know about this. Did you get one of these from Zoolander?
Oh, yes.
Friend of the show. Oh, my God. And maybe one of the greatest interns ever. Eric Zoolander Stilginski has announced officially that in June of 2019, he and Ashley are going to be
having
parents.
Having a baby.
Having a baby girl, Harper Ray, which is awesome. And boy, he loves sending out pictures of himself.
No. I mean, he's photogenic.
I think I'm
going to
cry.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Oh, God. If he cried at the wedding.
Is that the first intern baby? If we're actually keeping track since the podcast and slash radio show.
I think so. The next generation.
Okay.
And the first baby to be born with a perfect set of teeth.
Always fun, by the way, if you're 40 and your wife is in her early 30s.
I was going to ask. How'd that go?
And you're like, oh, did you know Zoolander and Ashley are having a baby? And I'm like, I think there's a new episode of True Detective on.
Yeah,
I quickly changed the subject because, hey, I can't even take care of a dog without pulling my back out.
My guess would have been that you probably would have, had a child before him. But
no.
He's so powerfully young. But how old is he? 26?
Zoolander, I think, is almost 30.
Is he really? He's still
when
one of my
did
favorite.
You have your first kid?
Julia was born in the year 2000, so I was 29.
29,
mm-hmm.
Right? Well, rough. Wait, is that the
At
right
least
time?
Wait for your auto
it's
insurance to go down. Yeah, I mean,
I know families that had children like right out of the gate. I'm talking 18. Or,
well,
or like
my folks,
19.
They had it really quick after the wedding.
But they divorced.
7 months.
They're not still together.
Yeah.
I know couples that are together and happy.
Yes,
and have multiple kids, and I don't even know how they did that.
It's I've got an uncle. And he's got 5 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, when you need to start buying special vehicles to get your family around, that's too many.
That's why minivans work.
Maybe 3. Maybe 3 kids. I mean, you can smoosh them into a sedan with 3. But I can't see going much beyond 2.
At the beginning of the show, and again, congratulations to Zoolander.
It's great. He is one of my favorites of all time, one of my favorite buddies. And one day we shall go to Jimmy's and have some blue drinks together.
Yeah, and he's they're going to be great parents. So you can tell right away.
Yeah. I don't think that kid will be spoiled.
No, Zoolander's is a CPA, if I'm not mistaken.
That's true.
So he's going to make sure everything is
Well, the child
done
will
by
be spoiled, but at a really good, fair rate.
Done by the books.
Right.
Now, before the show, during the vignette, or the I guess the open of the program.
Yeah, the vignette.
You had Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah,
comic. Right? When did you discover Sebastian Maniscalco?
I think he did a tour about a year and a half ago that gained a lot of momentum. And he played the MGM in the Harbor. And I was working hard to get him on the show, and he wasn't doing anything because he was so red hot at that moment. That's when I discovered him. Thought he was great.
So, oddly enough, Sebastian Maniscalco was probably one of the first comedian friends and his entire little crew. He was He was part of the Young Americans comedy troupe.
Right.
When we moved to Phoenix and I was doing radio out there in 2008, that was the first time like you start making
that long ago
start making friends with comedians.
11 years ago.
Now, the pipeline for comedians on the West or the Southwest is from the West Coast.
Mm.
So if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, you're getting a lot of A talent coming through from Los Angeles.
In a similar vein, most of the DC corridor is fueled by New York.
Yes.
Right.
But the LA corridor is like, these are people that are pretty damn famous in their own right. And you're like, I can't believe they're in our studio from a show that's on from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Right.
4 hours. Weird time. They doubled up on the last hour.
Well, did you say 8 to 11? That'd be 3 hours.
No. Well, we were 8 to midnight.
Okay, so
but sometimes
four.
We'd make it 8 to 11.
I thought you were trying to figure out something with the time difference.
Well,
so Pacific time, that's only 3 hours.
For usually blocks of broadcasts are in 4 hours.
Yeah,
or
that's
our case, we go into 5 hours and we go back to D.C.
Hey, man, day parts.
Now, what ended up happening is that some of these comedians were, you know, we were either a little younger or just a little older than the up-and-coming comedians that were coming through.
Sure.
So this crew that came through, which included Sebastian Maniscalco, who in his own right was already like just cutting his teeth, he'd done probably a decade of comedy, but not broke out.
So was he about your age or a little younger?
He was a little older.
Oh, okay.
Right? Right.
So he's been at it a long time.
Yeah, and he had just turned, I think, 32, 33.
Right.
And they were funny. They came on the program. They come through town a few times a month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a few times a year. So we got to have them on multiple times.
Like the circuit, yeah.
Yes. And I remember then, and just so you have context, this guy, I just saw him three weeks ago on the Today Show.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He was featured on the nightly news as the new king of comedy.
Yep.
He was kind. He was always focused. And at one point, we invited him and his crew out for drinks. Because that's what you would do when you're younger and douchey. You just say, let's go out and get hammered together.
And how often did a guest take you up on that?
Well, if you would go to the comedy show, it was, I would say, 90% of the time.
Okay.
I remember being on, like, I guess I remember being outside of the two key memories. I remember going to a dive bar with Bob Saget at one point.
And then we are going to do a new segment, sentences that have never been said in the English language before. Today's sentences, I went to a dive bar with Bob Saget.
Yes. After a show.
Right.
Most comedians after a show, we just met them on the radio during the day, so you have an unfair advantage to say, let's go get a drink.
Right.
They're probably going to say no.
Yeah.
And I remember going to what was one of these Bar Baltimore bars with Bob Saget and then going to a dive bar afterwards.
That's great.
And that's just what we knew to do. We didn't know not to say, I guess we were so young, we weren't scared to ask.
Right.
So these guys weren't even famous, so we said, let's go and get hammered.
That's cool.
Sebastian Maniscalco says, and again, this guy I saw on television, I've seen multiple times on television since, but I see on television roughly 3 weeks ago on the Today Show, and he's the new king of comedy.
Right. It's got to feel
and,
weird.
And, I'm happy for the guy, but I remember something he said. He, of all the guys, didn't want to go out. He said, and this, he's 32, 33, he says,
don't pick up your dog.
He goes, I find like when I drink too many drinks, you know, in his own way that he talks.
Yeah, the way he talks
He goes, you know, my face falls. And I was like, this might be on air. We might have a tape of this. And I was like, your face falls?
Yeah, my face falls.
And I'm like, nah, you know, your face falls when you're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, well, does that mean you're not coming? Because I'm not sure what he meant years later looking back. He's absolutely right. He's just saying, I don't want to get hammered.
Right.
It's aging me. It's not my deal. It's not healthy. I'm focused on my craft.
Okay. Valid.
Fast forward, what, 11 years later, he is designated the king of comedy.
Right.
So happy for the guy. And I just showed...
And you're still drinking.
I mean, look where I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
My face has never fallen.
I mean, yes, it has, during the holiday party. So,
oh, that was the whole body.
So this picture here...
Oh, that's so great.
Right, is a picture, and we'll put this up. We'll figure out a way to set it up on...
You know what? Let's make it the show picture.
Like a show picture, right? Is Sebastian Maniscalco, Chad Dukes, and two other guys, myself. But look how young he looks, even in his 30s.
He looks like about 18.
I'm 27 there,
yeah.
Right?
You look like you're dying.
Yes.
So it's
I
great.
Look like there's what's when you're yellow?
Oh, jaundice.
Yeah, I look like jaundice is setting in.
Or cowardly, if you wanted to speak figuratively.
One of the other.
Okay, just checking.
But... Follow your dreams, people.
That's awesome.
Like, when you hear someone that's focused, don't question their focus. Like, if anything, that's what it takes to become who you're supposed to be.
I'm so glad you said that, because my second congratulations falls under the umbrella of follow your dreams. I'll keep this very brief, but do you remember, friend of the show, he's advertised, he's been around here a long time, Brian Gauthier, who owns the Oakton Wine Shop?
Yes.
Yes, well, he's changed the Oakton Wine Shop. He took out the center aisle of wine. He still sells wine, but now it's the Oakton Wine Shop and Bistro. And if you remember, when he came first into our studio, maybe like 6 years ago, he said, the wine shop is a dream, but his true dream, pardon me, is to open a restaurant.
Yes.
And he said there's a lot of hoops to go through, a lot of things to do, but he hopes someday he can. Well, Brian finally did it. We had dinner there with my family on Saturday night to celebrate my Aunt Lynn's birthday. It was fantastic. It was intimate. The food was amazing.
Nice.
And Brian... Congratulations on realizing your dream. It's
absolutely
so cool. And that was really, really neat, because I knew he wanted that for years, and he
made
it happen.
Did you pay full price?
I paid full price. Thank you.
Not okay, Ryan.
What? I know, it's fine.
Man has a wardrobe of sweatshirts.
You know what they do?
He's a 20% off type of guy. Yeah. A professional courtesy.
20% off my weight, maybe. Flights of Wine. Do the hand-selected Flights of Wine. You'll love it. Anyway, thank you, Brian, so much for a lovely night.
Brian.
And go out and help this guy out. Locally owned business that is really getting it done. We appreciate
and
it.
And Zoolander.
Thank you,
way
Eric.
Way to go, buddy.
Good job.
A little more pressure for the Santanas.
That's right. Slipped one past the goalie. All right, we're going to take a break. When we
gross.
Come back, we got some new people to meet. Hanging around the studio. Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Golden Globe-winning actor Jeff Bridges, coming to you from deep beneath the sea. And when I need anything, I always use the TMOS Shopping Center. It's the best, man. Super far out. Whether it's Target, Macy's, or Walmart, I get everything I need just by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. So whether it's Krill or blowhole grease or eyebrow scissors for my brother Bo, I always get a whale of a deal. Plus, I love supporting the dudes at TMOS. It's groovy, man. So hit the TMOS website and spend some dough, or I might swallow you whole. Yeah, man.
Woo! Guess what? Postage rates have gone up again. Thankfully, Stamps.com can ease the pain with big discounts off post office retail rates. With Stamps.com, you save 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. That kind of savings really adds up, especially for small businesses. Stamps.com automatically calculates and prints the exact amount of postage you need for every letter or package you send. You'll never overpay or underpay again. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer. They'll even send you a free digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do from your desk for less with Stamps.com. We've used Stamps.com since the start of this podcast because it saves time, hassle, and money. That's how you got your fruitcakes. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. See for yourself why over 700,000 small businesses use Stamps.com. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com and enter TMOS.
We love you, Stamps.com. All right.
All right.
We have a... people crawling around the village today. And first day for this intern.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with your throat first?
I don't
Let's
know.
Let's highlight that.
Thank you.
Really clear it.
Like
you're a man or a woman.
I'll clear it like a woman. Thank you very much. joining us, this is her first day as an intern. We're tickled to have her. This is Dahlia.
Dahlia.
Or is it Dahlia? How shall I say it?
Yeah,
I know it's spelled like the flower, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so Dahlia or Dahlia?
Dahlia.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What school do you go to?
I go to George Washington.
GW.
Yeah.
Woot, woot.
Exactly.
And nice. We are pleased to have you aboard the good ship Mike O'Mara Show. What have we got you doing today?
Today, I'm working on some promos for the bonus show.
Woo! Nice.
I know. It's a big day.
Hit the ground running.
Dahlia, I hope you realize, one, thank you for your time. Let's open up our gate a little bit. We keep the gates tight. You'll learn more about that later on. I saw, this is when I know somebody's doing their job. Now, there are interns, and we all started as interns. The majority of us, except for Mr. Mike O'Mara, who just had a God-given talent and somehow it worked out.
The notion of interning had not yet been created when
very
Mike started.
Very true, very true.
So, he created it.
Yeah, actually, radio,
yeah,
thank
we're
you.
We're very thankful for him.
Radio God in his own right. Now, what I like, what I see, and I may not engage at all times, and Rob and Pony are really in charge of this intern program, is the first few days of an internship, either we have what I like to call a segment of intern that needs, I don't know, categorize this. They're mouth breathers, right? they sit there and stare.
Can I offer this?
Yes.
Let's not say mouth breathers.
Okay.
Let's say a lot of times come in and their eyes are agog.
Okay.
They're just sort of sparkly eyed and watching all that's around them breathing through their mouth.
They're seeking for oxygen,
yes,
right?
They are.
So. Then there's another type, which you fall in, go-getters.
Yes!
And well, I noticed right away, we're here at More Broadcasting / Podcast Village, as you will. It is a collective. We do everything. You will see me take out trash. You will see me clean up glass. You will see me help with the editing. You'll see me dictate a little of the creative in the back. We do everything. And that's the whole point of this internship. We try to teach you every facet of these, because we also do every facet of the job.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw you walking out with a bag of trash on your what was your first day, technically,
yeah,
I said, who is that young go-getter?
You see, and that's different than what I thought. I thought, what is she stealing? Because I assumed it was a plastic bag full of office supplies, and she was outie.
Yes. It's the Apple TV from the second floor.
She's catting it. All right, good. Now, first impressions. A lot of people here. A lot of people buzzing around.
Yeah, early on a Monday.
How do you like your time so far, which would be, roughly an hour at the Mike O'Mara Show / Podcast Village?
So far, it's been fantastic.
Okay.
I don't know. I got a lot of energy, so I like that's matched in every part of this.
That's good.
Because if it wasn't, I'd be nervous. I'd walk in, and I'd be like, oh, no, I'm just going to drown this. And they're going to be like, you don't have to come back. Like, you're good. Thank you so much.
Now, what is your major at GW?
I'm an international affairs and econ double major right now.
Perfect fit for this podcast.
I know. I told my mom, I was like, I'm going to go work in what I'm studying. And she's like, no.
But you know, to be said, almost anything can be related back to what we do here.
I think
And I think you're going to do great. I love it. I'd like to get, you know, with your international affairs, good fit to help out on political persuasions.
Oh, yeah. Also, there are some international centric programs here.
And you're rather international yourself.
Yes. So technically you are working in an international forum.
Exactly.
We've got, who would you say out of the suite of shows that broadcast out of here?
Yes.
Outside of the Mike O'Mara Show that she could probably be interested in for her background.
The most international?
Yes.
You'd have to go with the American Diplomat or the Ambassador and the General.
Yeah, see, right up your alley.
Yeah,
you guys have got so much going on.
Yes, we do. And also Santana Moss, popular worldwide.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So
if you're into sports, you can go down that route. Now, we have, I think, roughly, how long do we have? We have your first semester, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want?
If you keep me, I mean, maybe longer.
Yeah.
If you're willing to,
anything's possible. Anything's possible.
You know, Mike hired me.
I keep taking the trash out.
Yeah.
Remember, Mike hired me for a semester in 1992.
Yeah. And Maddie, in her own right, in the other room, stayed for, I think, six semesters, and now she's completely a full-time employee with us.
Never left.
Part-time.
Maddie,
never left.
You can't quit us.
Yeah, you can't quit us yet.
Try as I might.
So, what we like to do here is try to find your strengths, and then we foster those.
Yes.
Now, is there anything you're definitely in excited to do or jump into?
I mean, I've got a lot of upper body strength, so I'm really hoping to keep it the trash. and do like 17 pull-ups, no sweat.
She might be really good at getting the dog in the car, Oscar. Yeah,
I think this is where my strengths lie. I just like to be a person, a mover.
Okay.
Mover and a shaker. No.
I agree. And I like the energy.
Depending on how the semester goes, I may need someone to push me in a wheelchair. So, I mean, all of these skills will come to fruition.
What does your squat look like? Jeez.
I was like 210 in eighth grade, but from there I haven't gone back. Not even a joke. I'm not kidding. This is, yeah, that's Jeez. What's up.
I was also 210 in eighth grade, but that was my weight.
Good. So I could have squatted you in eighth grade. We're set.
That would have been the worst video ever. Very uncomfortable and not appropriate for an internship.
Look, I want to say thank you for making the time and choosing us. We will continue to connect here on air and off air. But please, if you need anything at all, talk to the guys, not me.
All right? Thank
you. Yeah, please discount all the stuff about Oscar being connected.
Yes.
That was really just the script that he reads. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
That's Dahlia, and she is one of our new crop of interns. We've met Johnny already. And I'll say this before we go to break. Johnny surprised me. Everyone comes in here with a passion of something they want to do. Mm. Remember, Dan loved writing promos.
Yes.
And you remember Maddie wanted to do a music show. And they all want to get on air. Johnny says, do you think I could help write commercial copy?
Really?
Yes.
Good for him.
And I said, oh my God, yes. Yes, do it.
Sherry's Bear. No, wait a second. Let's go pro. No. FabFitFun.
Exactly.
How do we figure that out? No. That is fantastic. And what people don't realize, they give you a little template.
Yeah.
Like I say, read this.
Yeah.
Most shows don't rewrite their copy. Rob rewrites it.
I love tuning in any of the million podcasts that I listen to on the way to and from work. And I can say what Mark Maron's going to say before he says it.
Well, I listen to radio shows and I'm like, come on.
Come on, guys.
When they say put your own spin on it, you're not reading like a robot.
That's right, exactly.
Jeez.
And remember.
That said, they're doing very well.
Don't put music behind it.
Why not?
Don't put music behind it. It distracts from the message. Listen to me.
People.
It is. It's where Oscar and I just have a good time.
Exactly.
All right. Back in a second. We come back. I have something to talk to you about that maybe affects your weekend. I don't know. We'll see. After this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Valentine's Day, Joe.
Yes, my eighth favorite holiday.
All right. Here's some tips for you, fellas. Why don't you get next to your girl on the couch, get a nice bottle of wine, download that TMOS app, and hit play on the Robin Joe Show.
That's a horrible advice. She'll leave you.
Well, that's the whole idea. Then you'll be single. You have to celebrate that stupid holiday. Robin Joe Show. Romance is never in the air. Hear us every week, robinjoeshow.com, the TMOS app, and subscribe on iTunes.
Who's in touch with those boys today?
Oh,
they're
really?
Coming in next week.
Speaking of Rob Mayer, his old roommate, Todd Moore, resurfaced.
And that's how he likes to be referred to.
Yes.
Not one of the leading app designers in America, but as Rob Mayer's old roommate.
Old roommate. Todd Moore and I will be going to the Kings Caps game tonight.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And will you have a beer?
Oh, we're going to be drinking heavily. I'll say this, that I haven't, this is a weird, reunion. Todd moved to Florida. And I didn't think he was moving back for the holidays.
Yeah, I saw
He's
that.
A snowbird of 40. Who's not jealous of that? God bless him. He's earned it. But know this, people. If there's a single picture taken of me at the hockey game that's unflattering, I will find out who it is. And there will be repercussions.
How could they possibly find an unflattering picture of you?
A picture was taken of me at the Capital One Arena. It was turned into oil. An oil painting. And is now hanging up in another studio.
Tell you what, no pictures of Oscar. Just give me a picture of Todd in his MAGA hat. That's all I want.
Well, I better not be wearing that. I'm not dealing with that drama tonight.
Hey, you know what, Oscar?
No politics.
Figuring out how to buy a house is complicated.
Oh, it is.
We
it
all
is.
Know yes, this, it and is. It's scary. It and do you understand how refinancing works?
I don't.
I do not, but we don't need to because the folks at Cornerstone First Financial know all about that stuff. Even better, they are friends of the Mike O'Mara Show, so when they find out that you love TMOS too, they're going to treat you like old friends. You don't have to worry about the purchase or the refi because Cornerstone First Financial has got you covered and will get you the lowest rates guaranteed. Guaranteed. At this moment, mortgage rates are low and home values are up, so the time to act is right now. Call Cornerstone First Financial to check your credit and get pre-qualified. Let them take care of you through the entire process. You can refinance now and skip your March payment. Not too shabby. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. So did you get a, you know, speaking of Cornerstone First, get out a reverse mortgage to buy the beer at the hockey game tonight?
Oh, no, that's where Todd and I come in. You know, the one thing that you have a good friend is when you both just trade off and don't have to think about who's going to buy the next round of drinks.
Oh, that's very nice. And like, that's a very comfortable and not a common relationship to share.
It's not. And that's where Todd and I, we are on the same page, where he will tell me, hey, you want another round of beer? Sure. And I don't even have to ask him. I know when his beer is up, I'm getting the next round.
Right.
That's just the way it works.
Now, will you stick with beer exclusively tonight? Will you start with a cocktail, then switch to beer?
I think we might just go full liquor, man.
Really?
It's been a while since I've been to a Caps game, and I want my face to fall.
I don't want to drink. My face will fall.
Yeah, no, but and they stop serving at a certain time, so this is a great thing about and thank you to Fried for the tickets. Always kind, and a Monday night is perfect. Most Monday nights don't work out for people. But
that's true.
In the city, if you live in the city, hockey game starts at 7 p.m. You're done by 9:30. You're in bed by 10:30. You can work the next day. No problem. Just hydrate before.
100% you'll be in bed by 10:30.
Yeah, on a Monday night. 11 a.m. show.
No.
Hey,
a Monday night.
I was wondering if we could start a little later tomorrow.
I have never done that.
I know.
That's not fair.
I know.
Two, Monday nights are the best night to say it's Monday night. The guilt, the social guilt of it's Monday night.
Yes.
That's fine.
Does it carry over from college where Monday night was still sort of the weekend?
No. I don't know what your college.
Oh, well, VCU.
No. Monday night was homework night.
The Harvard of Richmond.
You owed. I remember an undergrad was Thursday was the weekend. Friday was the weekend. Saturday, yeah. Sunday. But Monday night, I think it was pitcher Terrapin Station, or they had Whippets at Mutz. I don't know what they had available. But I knew that if you were out on a Monday night, you had a flex schedule or you were in your sixth semester.
No, I know that on Monday night, we had a communications law class.
Oh.
And it was in the new academic building, which is now just called the academic building because after 30 years,
it's not new
anymore. And it was adjacent to a lovely establishment, a little bistro, a quaint bistro entitled The Psychedelic.
Mm-hmm.
And we got about a 20-minute break at the middle of comm law. By the way, the most boring class ever took. Hard, bad teacher, bad subject matter. But 20 minutes was enough to get to the Psychedelic and get a few pitchers and down them. But you had to drink them fast.
Yeah.
And I remember one time coming back to comm law and burping so bad that a person two over looked at me based on the smell. It was natural light, which is not great. Comm law also, one night we had like a 25-minute break, got enough into me that I was laughing during something that wasn't funny, and the teacher invited me to leave. And whenever a teacher invites you to leave a class, go ahead and go away.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
But so we did a lot of drinking on Monday, but I think it was based on the comm law's proximity to the psychedelic.
Yeah, did not have that, I guess. You went to school at a different time. There was the only bar that we had.
It was a one-room schoolhouse.
At WVU was in the mountain lair, and you could barely get anything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, I had the advantage that VCU was plopped right in the middle of the city.
Yes.
We had a show bar. We had the Lee X Art Theater, both gone now, but it was.
You make Richmond sound like it's a terrible place to live.
It was not great.
It's so nice.
It
now.
Was, I'm talking 1992.
Does it look better now?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. The Lee X Art Theater is not showing art pictures anymore.
A solid suburb of, I would say, the D.C. area.
Well, it's a city. It's not a suburb at all.
But
it's the capital of Virginia.
I guess when people tell me that they commute from Richmond, I've heard that a handful of times.
Sure.
Like, not, they don't commute every day. They commute for the week.
It's a great city. And it's turned into a marvelous
city.
And
it's a great place. Like, it's cheap to live there.
It is. And it was great as a broadcasting student because there was lots of internships to be had because, you know, they had TV stations. They had multiple radio stations.
Where did you work?
I didn't intern there. I interned at WJFK.
That was your first internship?
That was my first internship.
And then you just ended up working there forever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Until they,
that's remarkable.
They said, get out.
Damn.
Get out.
You're like part of a startup.
But there was the opportunity.
Established.
Lots of, but I knew people in radio then.
Yeah.
I knew seniors that were working on, you know, real stations. It was great.
That's incredible.
It was a good place to do it.
Absolutely incredible.
But the reason I bring up the beer thing, and this will just hit quick, have you ever heard liquor before beer, never fear?
Yes.
Beer before liquor, never sicker?
Yes.
Well, they've done a scientific study, and I wish I was part of these studies. It's bull. It makes no difference how much you drink. It makes no difference how order you drink. But what
are you sure?
Listen, it says here. It says, if you ever heard that if you drink beer before wine, you won't have a bad hangover. But if you drink wine before beer, look out. That's not true. According to a new study, it doesn't matter what order you drink, wine then beer or liquor. It just has to do with how much you drink.
Oh, my God. Well,
go crazy, man.
No, you mix the alcohols. There's pain to be had.
I always think that the alcohol mixing is trouble, but I think it also has to do with the basis of sugar in the drink.
Okay, but also...
Sweet drinks will get you.
Have you ever thought about this? And I know we're running out of time here.
This is important stuff.
Yeah, but I'm actually thinking about this. If that study says that that is not the case, and look, for those of you that drink, you know this better than I do.
Right.
For those of you that don't, think about this. And this is what I equate it to. Imagine drinking water.
Ew.
And then drinking a soda.
Uh-huh.
And then drinking water. Mm-hmm. And then drinking a soda. That in itself is gross.
Yeah.
Because you're drinking soda, then water, soda, then water. So I equate the same thing to liquor slash wine, then beer. Liquor slash wine, then beer. Liquor slash wine, then beer. You don't want – those reps are terrible for your stomach.
Well, I like to – just based on the flavor profile, I like to stick with what I've come in – you know, the horse I rode in.
Yes.
If I start the evening with a beer, I like to finish with a beer. However, there is the strong alcoholic possibility that your inhibitions are lowered after a million beers. And someone says, how about a shot? And you go, great idea!
Yeah.
And that's where you get in trouble. And I don't think it's the fact that you're mixing beer and liquor. I think it's just the fact that you've accelerated the amount of alcohol you're taking in. But shots are never a good idea.
No.
I never in my life have woken up and said, wow, I'm sure glad I did those shots. Good idea.
I remember during the holiday party when we were recording that show, and a shot came to you.
Yes.
And I said, that's not a good idea. Like a dad would, or maybe an older brother. Yeah. Like, come on, Robbie. That's probably not something we got to do.
Oh, he's never called me Robbie before.
And then you yell, I think, some expletive to us, and then you took the shot.
Yeah, as you see, my inhibitions were lowered.
Yes.
See, this is what happens.
But as we tell these stories, I feel like these are the foibles and missteps of your college years.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I am 47, nearly 48. But you know what? I value
You're a happier 47 than most.
I promise you this. As a 48-year-old,
yes.
I will never fall down from drinking.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
I'm 47. I was a kid. Come on.
Goals to live by.
Go buy that. All right.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh. That. Do you have an Oscar Rossi
prep? I do.
Is it hot and ready?
It's hot and ready.
Oh, well, we must get to it then.
Please.
Back after this, it's the Mike O'Mara Show.
For your consideration.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, Pecorino Romano, and Buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We're lucky to have her.
Oh, yeah.
Except for that awful jealous streak. She hates when the other interns come in. I saw her put a tack on Dahlia's chair. You know what? Did you have a good weekend?
I did have a great weekend.
Everyone had a great weekend that has the bonus pack, because you know what that is? That's an extra hour of TMOS content every weekend. And when you finish up on Friday and you're like, shucks.
Chucks.
I got nothing.
Darn it.
You have everything. All you got to do is go to the website. That's MikeOmaraShow.com. Click the Buy Bonus banner, and you will get all of our bonus shows in perpetuity and a new hour of content every week. Besides, it's the best way to support this show, and it's not a handout. We're giving you an extra show. So please, remember, buy our thing. The future of our show depends on it. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams liquor and beer. So go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click on what I like to call the bonus banner. You get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please remember, buy our bonus show, and we thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's like a visit from an old friend. You get caught up on all of the show business.
Oh, yes.
It's Oscar Rossi.
All right, people. No more I's. That's dead.
What?
Moving on. Made that decision audible. So is our computer where we record the show. I don't know what's going on with it.
Sad.
We'll have to deal with it after the program.
You know what it might have been? It might have been a static energy discharge. and it says, hey, come out of record mode. We don't want you anymore.
That's why we have backups, and that's why you're getting the show right now. Listen to this.
All right.
I know that for some time now we've been talking about the Grammys dying.
Yes.
And by Grammys, I mean award shows overall.
You didn't mean like your grandfather's wife?
No, not grannies, Grammys.
Okay.
Thank you.
She looks awfully blue.
Did you get a chance to check them out?
I watched some of them, yeah.
I thought they were great.
I thought the pacing was great. I thought...
A faster show!
It moved. Even though it went over...
Yes.
How is it that it could feel like it was moving faster because and still went over?
The way that the show was architected... And look, not all the performances were tens, but it was... award, performance, for the majority of the evening.
And I will give them credit for this, a great distribution of genre of music and a thrilling, exciting thing that Album of the Year went to a country artist. I think that's great because country music is so happening right now. It doesn't have to be, quote unquote, a pop artist to do that.
I thought record of the year, is album record same
no,
thing?
No, album is the entire, like the CD, like okay. All the songs. Record of the year is an artist award. And Song of the Year is a person who wrote it.
Okay, wait. So, rewind that.
Okay, Song of the Year goes to the person who wrote the song.
Okay, the composer. Yes.
Song of the Year goes to, that's the composer. Yes. Record of the Year is the artist.
Yes.
And Album of the Year is the entire collection.
Oh, wow.
And if you really want to know why, yes. I can give you in 20 seconds.
Please.
You've heard of a photo album, right?
Yes.
It's a book that has like all your pictures in
yes.
it.
Yes.
In days of old, if you bought an entire collection of music, it came in like a book that held individual records that was called an album.
Mm.
And that's why it's called an album.
All right, so who
Wake up, everybody! I'm done!
Who won Record of... Well, because Record of the Year went to Childish Gambino's
yes.
This Is America,
mm-hmm.
right? So why am I confused then?
Album of the Year was Kacey Musgraves.
Yes. Yeah, but Record of the Year, it seems like the same thing.
No, because the song is written, but a record is performed. It's a recording.
Oh, so that's really the performance of the year.
Exactly.
Ah, mm-hmm. Makes sense now. Sure. Tony, what do you think?
I think this is fantastic. Records, and albums.
Kacey Musgraves killed it.
Tony is so excited that Jimmy Carter finally won a Grammy.
He's absolutely right. Did you like the tribute to Dolly Parton?
The thing that I took away from it is how much better Dolly was than everyone else that was paying tribute to her.
Did you watch the same performance? Are you kidding me?
Oh, I think she's just so electric and her voice sounds so much
no,
better.
No, it was so sad.
You thought sad?
She was, oh my God, are you, when Miley Cyrus came out,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Dolly Parton, it looked like she had forgotten where she was. God bless the lady.
Well, I mean, we already talked this week. She got the loose teeth.
She missed a beat. And then it looked like Miley had to like re-up on her Jolene to say, hey, this is when you sing, lady. And at one point prompts her, she goes, all right, let's go. Like telling Dolly how to sing, how we rehearse this in rehearsal.
All right, maybe I need to check it out again. I was very underwhelmed, I will say this, by the Here You Come Again. And that was Katy Perry and someone else that did that. And I just thought... It made
and
me
Kacey
realize.
Kacey Musgraves.
I thought it was. That's. I guess you're right.
Yes.
I think it was the fact that Dolly Parton did such a great job with that record originally.
Okay.
That maybe I was underwhelmed with that.
That
performance
was fine.
Okay.
So that tier.
Let me focus on Jolene.
That tier
then,
to
yeah.
the Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Where I was like, this is going really well. Miley Cyrus comes out. Like,
good for you.
Like a bat out of hell, and I thought Dolly was like. Kind of shot, be like, whoa!
Yeah.
Because, you know,
yeah.
they're supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
But I thought she also forgot where she was.
Could be. Well, you know, maybe the teeth were coming out. They're very loose. Very loose.
Did you see the Motown tribute?
I saw that tangentially. I saw a lot of fireworks and lights and sparkles, and it was Jennifer Lopez, and I understand lip-syncing her favorite Motown records.
Yeah, what's the problem, people?
Come on.
They're not going to sing all the time. Who cares? All I see in my feed, whether it's Twitter or my news, it's all Jennifer Lopez, why she was up there for Motown. She's got to explain this for her mom. Why are we so, I guess, wrapped up in creating this drama?
I think I know why.
Why?
Because the show, as you said, was the better Grammys that we've seen in a long time. Best Grammys we've seen mm-hmm. in a long time. They had to find something to complain about.
Hmm.
If it had been a garbage program, her lip syncing wouldn't have been an issue.
All right. Something we can complain about, and we'll find out. And I'm a Will Smith fan, right?
Yes.
Cannot go wrong. Like, he's made some missteps. with After Earth, but not this time. But Disney fans are now mocking Will Smith's genie in Aladdin.
Actually, you want to hear? Can Please. We go to the clip?
Please.
This debuted in a commercial last night during the Grammys, and we got to see the Fresh Prince all blue.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
Why do people hate him as the genie in Aladdin?
They don't like him as, I think, as an entity because of his likability coupled with his success. And I think people are embittered by that. I like him.
It was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Things changed. This is another iteration of that.
Do you think people are pissed off because he's kind of taking the mantle of Robin Williams, one of his like key performances?
Yes, Robin Williams is dead.
Yeah,
what are you supposed to do?
I think Will Smith is a great choice.
Be mad at Disney for cashing in over and over and over again. This has nothing to do with Will Smith.
Are you ready for the live action Lion King?
I'm ready for the live action Dumbo.
No, I'm serious. Have you seen the side?
Wanted to see a live action Dolly Parton last night.
Have you seen the side by side for the live action Lion King?
I've not.
Oh my God!
It looks like the Jungle Book. I bet when they did the live action Jungle Book
with the trailer and the actual cartoon, the trailer for the new movie coming out and the actual trailer for the cartoon match up. One is live action.
And how does it look?
Fantastic.
I will look at it.
Look, I'm not one of these Disney freaks that are out there that are beating the drum for these Disney movies. Mm. I enjoy them as much as anyone else, but my parents weren't. First of all, they were too cheap to buy the Disney Channel. I had to go over the Haitian twins' house because their dad was a doctor and would buy everything. My dad was a doctor and buy nothing.
That's a category.
Yes. So they had a Disney Channel, so I never saw anything like that.
Right.
They wouldn't buy any movies for me. I had no kids' movies.
Right.
But when you saw Lion King, whether it was in the theater or you saw it at a friend's house on television, very cool.
I'm still holding out for the live-action version of Bob's Burgers. We have one more.
One more. Bob's Burgers?
Be great.
Are you truly a fan?
No, I hate that show. But I thought it was a good punchline.
How the hell did you get that?
Good punchline.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
We've got two episodes left of True Detective.
Right. How many? So a total of eight, right?
Yeah. Have you watched at all?
They're all in my TiVo. I need to binge them.
Why don't you want to watch them? This is the hottest show in America right now.
There's so much black and white out there. I need to see it.
No, seriously. We do a talk show, for God's sakes.
Yes, we do.
You don't want? Is it too dark for you?
It is a little dark, but I want to see it based on the way you guys talk about
it. Okay, spoiler alert.
Okay.
Rob's never going to watch it, but Mike and I can talk about this.
That's a spoiler?
No. There is a big reveal this latest episode that just came out last night. And I won't share it because it wouldn't be fair. If this was a week later, I'd totally spoil it for everybody. But all this melodic, just droning on about what's happening, the flashbacks, all of that comes to a head in last night's episode. With two episodes left now, we're going to get some answers. So for you True Detective fans, again, you've bared with it for this long. Fantastic performances. This episode gets you to a place where you're like, aha. Now, some of you may think this is pretty obvious. Some of you may not.
Right.
But we're getting close. We're getting close. If you've been following on the show, you've been watching with us at home, we're getting close.
Did you watch Crashing last night?
Yes, I did.
It's a great show, isn't
it? So much fun.
Is there anyone better than Pete Holmes at looking uncomfortable?
All the time.
He's the greatest. Thank you,
Oscar. And by the way, great social commentary on that show about just the idea that there are certain comedians out there that just won't let go of the past.
And also, really a great representation of how I always thought a comedy condo would look. When he said, it looks like I'm in hiding. Loved it. Thank you, Oscar.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're going to come back with the Audio Vault right after this. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Chris Frates with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I review the State of the Union. Mike does style, I do policy. We talk about the dumpster fire that is Virginia Democratic politics right now. And Mike interrupts my B.B. King story.
That sounds so good.
Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Hello, friends. Mike O'Mara off on a secret mission to save the planet.
What?
That's right. Don't ask me the details. And now, back to Rob Spiewak and Oscar San.
Man,
He said Tana. He did at the end there.
No, he did not.
You talked over it.
No, he didn't.
I promise you he did.
No way.
I promise. He knows your name.
Tan.
Tana.
Who edited that? Speak up.
I edited it, and then you talked over it, and so it's there.
Play that again.
All right. Here we go. Hey, look. It's Mike O'Mara.
Hello, friends. Mike O'Mara off on a secret mission. Was it your board op?
It was not my board op. You talked.
That's right.
You piped down.
Don't ask me the details.
Everyone
now,
quiet.
Back to Rob Spiewak and Oscar San. Tana.
Oh. No, you pulled it down on the board.
No.
There's no Tana.
You talked over it.
Check the tape.
We can't because the multi-track stopped.
Oh!
We're going to have to agree to disagree.
Damn it.
I know where Mike is, actually.
You do?
Yeah, he's actually doing a three-city tour. He's visiting the headquarters of Walmart, Macy's, and Target.
Nice.
And if you want to do the same, but you don't want to leave your house, all you got to do is go to our website and click the banner.
Can't go wrong, people.
And they have everything. And there's something that we need to underscore. When you go to Walmart.com, it's not just stuff that you get at your local Walmart. They have everything.
Yeah.
Everything. If you need anything, your first stop should be Walmart.com. Just make sure you access it through our website.
Agreed.
That's what you need to do. Please, by doing that, it supports our show. It costs you nothing.
Please.
Means the world to us. So do it. Target, Macy's, and Walmart.com. Thank you. Open the audio vault for today. Today is Monday, the 11th of February, 2019, and I bring you this to entertain your ears. The last night, we talked about the Grammys already, but my favorite acceptance speeches, I have two, and I'll just keep
I enjoyed brief. Childish Gambino's.
Oh, he was good.
No, he actually wasn't there.
Ah.
Which was really weird.
And
actually strange that you didn't watch the Grammys.
No, I watched hunks of it.
You've been lying to me this entire time.
I've watched hunks of it, but I was just trying to advance my audio vault.
No. He was not there. And by the way, nobody knows where he is.
He's with Mike. best rap album, Cardi B comes up. Does Cardi B know that she won? Does Cardi B know where she is?
Oh, my God. Babe, I can't breathe. Oh, my goodness. Ciao. I'm sorry, I just, ooh, the nerves are so bad. Maybe I need to start smoking weed.
Yeah, start. And that they let go, and yet they cut Drake off when Drake is doing great, and they stop him.
You've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, Look, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard-earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won.
That's beautiful.
But
next, a special Grammy performance by Diana Ross.
Yeah, but here's Diana Ross. I hate that. I so hate that because he is so well-liked and he was doing such a beautiful speech up there.
Yeah.
Let him have 10 more seconds, please.
I disagree with him, though, but if you think about it, the sentiment's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you've won, but you don't get to... It's easy for Drake to say that.
Well, it's easy to win when your ship comes
come in.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in, forgive me. Okay, this story blows my mind.
Okay.
Bob Costas was at a University of Maryland roundtable talking about
football. Oh, yes.
And this is what he said at the roundtable this weekend.
The reality is that this game destroys people's brains.
And then he went on to reveal that he was removed from NBC Super Bowl coverage because he was of the opinion that concussions were the result of the NFL player playing the game.
Yes.
And that is one of the biggest black eyes I could see for the NFL right now. He says, and it's really NBC, but don't you think it is the NFL?
Oh, they dictate. I mean, they're the advertisers.
And he says
they dictate.
They parted ways, but read between the lines.
I think the words were, you've crossed the line. And my thought was, what line have I crossed? And I remember reminding them of things going back to the 90s, of what I had done, what credibility I would have to comment about these things. And their reaction to that was, you're right, you're right. But this puts us in a position that's untenable for us. So you can't do the Super Bowl.
It blows my mind because remember, and I go back to this, that great movie, Concussion.
Yes.
That seemed to go away in about 9 days. And it had Oscar-worthy performances, told a great story, had an amazing cast, and it just sort of went away. And I wonder how powerful the NFL is.
Well, look, the game itself is, I mean, you can't deny it, it's certainly safer now than it was 5 years ago.
Sure.
Some people say for the worse, some people with the boring.
And, unless you're a commentator.
They're fumbling all over
not
themselves.
Not too safe for Bob Costas right now.
Trying to make sure. I don't feel bad for Bob Costas. I'm happy that he has the freedom now to talk about what happened.
I do too.
It certainly, from a journalism standpoint, is riveting to understand that even a guy at the top of his game is not bigger than the dollars that come into the network.
And the behind the scenes stuff is pretty remarkable.
I saw that. I read the transcript for that story, and what touched me the most was the idea that, and I remember watching some of these games and him actively talking about the concussion protocol and what was happening. And this is, and for those of you that don't know, this was a big deal behind the scenes, because outside of the concussion movie beforehand, people were trying to figure out what was happening with these players.
Exactly.
From Junior Seau's death to, like, what is happening to these players'
and
brains?
If you've not seen this movie, seek it out, because it plays out like a mystery movie. It is a really fascinating story, well told, but not heard by enough people, I feel. Anyway.
Absolutely.
We close, Oscar, with the Mike O'Mara Show Criminal of the Week.
Oh, perfect.
And this is in Newport News, Virginia. A man was caught with a, you know those projectors that you can plug your computer into and put a big picture on the, like if you want to show a movie that way. Well, he was watching porn.
Oh, that's perversion to another level.
On his garage door.
Newport News man projected a movie involving sexual activity on the garage door of his home. Police say an officer tried to give 41-year-old Antonio Smallwood a summons, but he refused to sign it.
Great name.
So he was arrested and charged with obscene sexual display and obstruction of justice.
Now, I've heard of a garage door going down, but that's ridiculous.
This is what's strange.
Yes. That's your magical audio ball.
You have the inside of that door.
Of course you do.
Like, project from the inside.
No, in there is the lawnmower. It smells like gas.
If you're pervy and you just need it at like 200 inches for some reason, do the inside, not the outside, man.
Or maybe not the garage door at all.
Don't do that. Pick a wall in your house.
I'm sure you have a curtain. Something.
But why a projector?
I'm sorry. Was his name Smallwood?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
David Smallwood.
Well, we... Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another episode.
Yes, thank you. Mike will be back next week, but he'll check in tomorrow from another undisclosed location.
Maybe he'll disclose. You never can tell.
I don't think he will.
Did he pack a projector?
I can't believe he called in.
I can't either.
Man, vacation.
Maybe the last thing we said on Friday.
He loves this job, people.
He does. Can't get rid of him. Thanks
he
for joining us.
Being away from it.
Hates being here.
Hates being on vacation.
Hates being on vacation. Hates everything.
That's why we love them.
That's right. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Please remember to unlock our app today. Unlock the 24/7 live stream. It's the bosses. Send all messages for the weekly mailbag. We'll do the mailbag tomorrow.
Mañana.
Send it to me, Rob. That's Rob with two
Anything
B's
goes.
At MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address, TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Please send us things and buy our thing. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Mike O'Mara, as Rob Spiewak saying, so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.